Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Kest. Now, a Stoop story from Steve Walker about a broken drive shaft, a pretty girl, and a large chocolate milkshake.
So in 1966, way back, one of the things that you did was to find your best friend with the biggest, hottest car. You'd all pile in the car and go to Amici's Drive-In up on Loch Raven and Taylor, drive around and around and looking for girls who were looking for boys, and never found any, but you went every week anyway. So this particular week, we had called Craig Sharp because he had a pretty neat car. Craig shows up in a 1962 Nash Rambler. His car was in the shop, and that was the loaner he got. So we're driving around there, and after about 5 minutes, we realized that there was no girls looking at us. So Craig says, "You know, if I rev it up really high in neutral and throw it down into low, I can lay rubber." So, okay, all right, let's try it. Why we thought this would make things better, I don't know, but. So Craig revs it up real high, throws it into low, and bang, we broke the drive shaft off. The drive shaft's going around underneath the car, throwing out a pile of sparks, and everybody in the place is looking, saying, "It's on fire, it's on fire." So we left Craig, and three of us ditched him and just ran inside. It was his car, he had to deal with it. So we go in and sit down, and there she was. She's right across the way, and we locked eyes. Now, this was a big thing back then. You lock eyes with somebody, you didn't let it go. And there she was. So we're all sitting there talking, and I'm staring at her, and we keep talking, and she's staring at me, and we're not, you know, it's right on there. Waitress comes. I'll have a chocolate milkshake, large. We wait, still staring. About 10 minutes later, chocolate milkshake comes. No top, straw in it. Take the milkshake, still got the eyes going. I am so cool at this point. I know I've got this girl. What I'm going to do with her, I don't know, because we don't have a car. But in the moment, we're there. So I pick up the milkshake, put the straw in my mouth, and pour the milkshake in my lap. Needless to say, she was long gone by the time we looked up. And I cleaned the thing off, but then the tow truck came and she was gone, so we went home. Thank you.
Steve Walker on his memorable milkshake mishap. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop's shows at stoopstorytelling.com. We'll link to it from our page at wypr.org. Glad you've been listening to On the Record. I'm Sheila Kest. Stay cool this weekend and enjoy yourself.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Kest. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.